is Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And have you thought about when you would like to retire?
I have.
Yep. All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hello again.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, hello again, Bill.
You were giving their phone number up till today. What happened there?
What?
You didn't give their phone number. You did?
Yeah, I did.
I missed it. Yeah. Sorry.
636-695-2650. Yeah, you were out taking a whiz.
Someone was asleep.
All right, stop the music.
I'm my first day too, Frank.
Stop the music. Here's how stupid you all are, and you're about to feel really stupid.
Oh.
There are certain little tricks in radio that you can do to call extra attention to something that is the focal point of the commercial. In this case, the phone number. And one of the tricks that I use is to act like I didn't hear it. Oh, did you give the number? Well, sure I did. And it forces the person to say it twice. The beneficiary of that is the advertiser. They got two mentions of the phone number. Now how do you feel?
Stupid? All right.
It'd be like saying, I'm sorry, what were their names again? I didn't hear it. And he says, Mark and Jason. Boom, right there. I forced him to say it twice. No, we're not doing that part right now. You start the music again, the introductory music. Up next. A man you may have met years and years ago, if you ever went into Denny's late at night to get something to eat, he may very well have cooked your eggs and bacon and toast or whatever else you had.
Because he was a sunny side up.
See? He was a night cook at Denny's. You also may have met him years ago if you ever went to the door and there stood a guy saying, do you need some knives? That could have been him because he was a door-to-door knife salesman. Maybe you were at the ball game and somebody, Cole Beer! That could have been him. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. Maybe you were at a roller skating rink years ago.
Okay, now, ladies' choice. Okay,
that he was a roller rink DJ. That could have been him. You may have heard him do the news, because at one time he was a newsman right here on 590 The Fan and news director. He is still, right now, currently head of research. He is also in charge of the digital clock resetting.
And other things.
Folks,
with the
there's
clock.
So much. Well, that's. do we have that drop?
Yeah, we do. I just can't play it right now while the play has to play.
Okay.
Sorry.
He's also an author. He has a book out, Bad Mood, Good Mood, and I think that's kind of it. I don't think he does anything else. Wait. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. How could I forget? He's a private investigator and also holds the title of having the longest introduction in this segment of anybody here.
No kidding.
Tim Woodburn, say hello not only to your sponsor, but the company that saved your bacon here. Say hi to those folks.
I'd like to say hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or visit MathenyHeatCool.com. And is inspired by Bill Cleveland, who wrote his own hello. I just wrote one here in the last 15 seconds. See if you like mine better than yours, Bill. Ready? Here goes. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Brilliant.
No way.
And again, folks, never, ever, ever forget what Matheny Heating and Cooling did for this show. We got some cold weather coming.
Yeah.
I mean, like tomorrow night, they've changed it from 3 degrees to 8 degrees to 7 degrees. Now they say it's 6 degrees. Any one of those is bad. They're all cold. Make sure that heating system is working. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He wouldn't have anybody but Matheny coming to his house. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, Dan.
And hang on a minute. You, Red Boy's trying to tell me something about Matheny. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm coming up. Oh, really? You did? Yeah.
Wow, he said last summer? that his air conditioning went out, and he knew it was out. He didn't know it was really out. He knew it seemed warm in there, but when he really knew the system was failing, was he discovered a lot of... What melted? Melted what?
Cheese.
He had a lot of melted cheese, and he's got a lot of cheese in his house. That's when he knew. Call Matheny. It's not cool enough in here for that cheese. Folks, I don't know what to say anymore about the world's greatest radio studio orchestra, except this. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
They love you, Bruce.
They love Polkum. They love you.
Yeah. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker, financial advisor, Stiefel, member SIPC and NYSE. When I was 27, had a meeting with a guy. His name was Jack. And Cadillac? I don't remember his...
The Ripper?
No, not Jack Cadillac. Not Jack the Ripper.
Jack Kerouac?
Jack Clark?
Jack-o'-lantern?
No. Jack Nicholson?
Jack the Giant Slayer?
Jack Flash?
No.
Jack in the Box?
He was a financial... Go ahead, Jack Spratt. Get them all out there.
Jack
he
was Jack Sparrow.
Oh, no. See? His last name was not Mehoff. Oh, okay.
Jack the Clock Setter.
He was a financial...
Oh, my goodness.
He was a financial advisor. Ooh. And my wife was there, and we sat in our little bitty nothing living room, and he said, can you afford to just put away $40 a month? And at the time, I thought, oh, man, 40, that's, for us, that's like half a car payment or something. He said, if you'll do it, you'll never be sorry. And he showed us a way to, and the end of the story is basically we put $40 a month away. And then years went by, and we were stunned at how much we had because it had been invested in some suggested things that he told us about. And it worked out pretty well. We had a nice little chunk of money, and then we took it and moved it somewhere else to another financial advisor. But whatever was done with the money, we would never have known to do it ourselves. We had to seek out somebody else, which is what I'm asking you to do. If you don't like what Mark and Jason have to say, then don't take their advice. There's no obligation here. There's no pressure. There's no cost to meet with them. This is what they do. They're financial advisors. And I know we talk a lot about changing jobs and retiring, but let's talk about neither one of those. Let's just talk about your 35 or 40 or 50 or whatever. You're not changing jobs. You're not retiring yet. I still want you to consider, if you have $25,000 or more to invest, I want you to consider meeting with them. That's it. You don't like it? There's no second meeting. If you do, then you'll know what to do, and they'll be happy to take care of you, even if you already have a financial advisor. It's a very tough thing to get people to put their hard-earned life savings into the hands of someone else. But a lot of smart people do just that. So that's it. It's up to you. Set it up if you would. Think about it. Here's the website you go to for the phone number and a little bit about them, a lot about them, actually. It's Mark and Jason.
Jack the Clock Off.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama,
When we were all saying our jacks, Bill Cleveland actually said the funniest one, but it was quiet, and I'm hoping we can pull that.
Oh, we'll find it.
We've got equal opportunity destroyers on this show.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big day for this show. We finally got a drop from... Tim that we'll use on him forever. We don't let up. We're relentless. You will live with that as long as you are on the radio.
And
just like
Bill.
I have to put up with that sausage in the rear thing. I've been living with that for 8 years. I can't get anybody to get rid of it. It is time to check in with Bill Cleveland, see where he's going to take us. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for lots of good reasons. You can find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let's hear it now for Bill Cleveland.
Hey, don't
Hello,
forget
Bill,
about
how are you?
Don't forget about Dr. Doug today talking to Dean.
Yeah, we got that.
When he told Dean he loved his sausage.
Hang a second. I'm going to try and find it.
I did hear that.
Oh, boy, this is a big day. This is I forgot how big a day this is.
Oh, man.
So where are we going?
Well, Frank, you know, today is a very special holiday.
Bill.
Yeah, thank you. Today is National Pie Day. Did you know that?
Ooh, I love pie.
Today's National Pie Day. And, you know, one of the things that I really need to do better in 2019, I don't cover a lot of food stuff. And travel is such a huge food thing. People plan their trips. Many, many people plan their trips based around food. They go to places where they know there are great restaurants or specific things that they want to try and eat. And so that's kind of one of my goals for the new year, is to talk more about food.
Can I share two examples with you of going somewhere just for food?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Sikeston, Missouri. Now, I never had any desire to go to Sikeston until I kept hearing about these throat rolls at Lambert's. And finally, I had to go and see what it was about. And that's why I went there. The other was a place in Dexter, Missouri called the Hickory Log. And people kept saying, oh, they got the greatest ribs, the greatest you'll ever taste. And so some guy had brought some back, and he warmed them up in his office, and he gave me one. I thought, all right, that's it. I went to Dexter, Missouri just to get so I absolutely get it that there are destinations people make just to sample. Used to be Memphis for barbecue at one time.
Yeah, now there are so many different types of barbecue all over the country, whether you're in the Carolinas or in Texas or even here in St. Louis. I posted this morning that it was National Pie Day, and I mentioned I posted a picture of a pie on my Bill on the Road Facebook page from Door County, Wisconsin. I had maybe the best piece of cherry pie that I have ever had in my entire life. Oh, my goodness.
Pie.
It was so good. And then folks were kind of chiming in and saying, hey, you know, you ought to go to this place to have this kind of pie and whatever. And so I thought I'd just share with you just some interesting fun facts, or I guess we'll all decide whether they're interesting or not, about pie, because this is today National Pie Day. So according to the American Pie Council, yes, that's a thing, Americans buy more than 186 million pies at the grocery store each year, which is enough to stretch around the globe and beyond. And according to a study or a survey, 7% of Americans have also tried to pass off store-bought pie as homemade. Anybody guilty of that?
I think the number's bigger than that. Bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
I think you're probably right. The first American cookbook was called American Cookery. That was in 1796, and that included the first recipe for pumpkin and apple pies in the United States. One in five people in the United States admit to have eaten an entire pie by themselves.
Oh, yeah, easy.
That's
not hard.
Well, it's not hard at all.
And I have never eaten an entire pie. One third of Americans have eaten a slice of pie in bed.
Yep.
I don't think I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get the eating in bed thing. You know, breakfast in bed. You got breakfast in bed. I don't like breakfast. I don't want crumbs in the bed. I don't want to eat in bed.
Depends on what kind of pie.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know what? We don't need that.
No, this is...
I know what he was doing.
What was he doing?
Yeah, I don't. Can you explain?
Well, yeah, I can. It's hair pie humor.
Oh,
good grief. But it doesn't work anymore because there's no more hair pie.
Mm.
Because of grooming. So that joke doesn't fly.
So what's it called now? Shave pie?
Oh, my goodness. The show's getting closer and closer to satellite radio, I think.
Sure is.
Boston cream pie. I was going to make that a trivia question. I just ruined it. Boston cream pie, the official state pie of Massachusetts, but it is not actually a pie. I did not know that. It is a sponge cake. Did you know that?
Yes.
Really?
First of all, I don't think I've ever had Boston cream pie.
I have.
It's a pie they eat a lot in Boston.
Thank you very much for that.
It is good.
Thanks, Tips.
In 24 states, what do you think is the most popular pie? So the most popular pie in the United States. Apple pie. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You said in 24 states.
Apple pie is the go-to favorite in 24 states in the United States. So there are 24 states that say apple pie is the number one.
Has anybody ever eaten the apple pie with a slice of American cheese on it?
No,
I've never done that. But
no,
I've
never
it.
Have. I see people do it all the time. I can't.
My granddad used to love eating apple pie like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the other 26 states? What's their favorite pie?
I don't have that information. I'll get back to you on that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll text you later. A man once robbed a bank armed with apple pies. He claimed that he had a pair of bombs with him, but they turned out to be apple pies from McDonald's.
Apple pies from McDonald's?
Is that a pie in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
He told people they were bombs and they were the. Which those? I don't know if they make those anymore.
They do, but
they don't fry them anymore. They're crap. McDonald's, if you're listening, your new apple pies are crap. You need to go back to when you fried them, all right? That was a lot better. They were warmer, crispier. Now it's just like this folded over pastry that's baked. It's disgusting.
Well, you told me.
Wow. No, I did.
Don't have an opinion on that.
They ruined the apple pies.
Ooh-wee.
The typical American pie is round. There's no surprise there. About 8 to 10 inches in diameter. And, yeah.
Let me give people an example. Yeah. Here's what you're talking about. 8 to 10 inches right here. That's your diameter. Right there.
Apple pie was brought to the colonies by the British. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the Dutch and the Swedes in the 17th century. The most expensive pie ever made was made in a hotel in Sydney, Australia. And cost $9,500.
What the heck?
Because it was huge.
It was huge, but it was also, it came with some sort of a leaf on it that was 24 karat German gold.
No, that doesn't count at all.
Just reporting the news. The world's largest pie, 23,237 pounds. Made by 17 catering students from a school in the U.K. There you go.
Wow.
What kind of pie?
Yeah,
it was a meat pie.
Meat?
Yeah. Oh, like a steak and kidney?
That's the world's largest meat pie.
First of all, those two words shouldn't even be put together.
I didn't want to say them on the air.
There shouldn't be no meat pie. Whoa, hold on a second here. Now, I'm telling you, you get a nice piece of, like, roast beef or something like that, cut it up, put it in a pie with some gravy, carrots and all that. I mean, you like chicken pot pie, right?
Well, that's, yeah, pot pie.
It's not real pie.
It's not dessert. We're talking about dessert pie.
We're talking about pie, all right?
Hey mister. Are you on something today?
I don't mean to be rude. I'm sorry. That was rude.
You're all hopped up today.
I apologize. We just talked about pie.
Get some duct tape for him.
We'll go back to the indica.
All right. So now here's a little trivia question. So there is a world record setter for most pie eaten in 30 minutes. The winner, I don't know if it's a her or a him, Nader Reda, N-A-A-D-E-R, last name R-E-D-A. How many slices of pumpkin pie do you think this person ate in 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
How many slices?
I'm gonna go
30 minutes.
Wow,
that was the
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 60.
Ooh.
Oh, 60.
I'm gonna pick 42.
Oh, I was going more than that. I was gonna go. I'll say 1,500.
Come on!
What?
In 30 minutes? Okay.
Oh, Dan, first of all, forget the timeline. Nobody could eat in any time amount at once 1,500 slices of pie.
All right, 75.
Brother.
I'll say 75 and a half.
You guys are all really high. You're really high, but you're also high on this. 32 slices. That's the number.
Oh.
Right.
For
30 minutes?
Yes. Yeah. That's
it's like a slice a minute.
I was expecting more than that.
Seems low.
Who remembers the name of the winner of the pie eating contest in the movie Stand By Me?
Simple Simon?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Stand By Me.
That's a great scene.
What was his nickname?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Nope. I don't remember.
Wait, Chunk?
Nope.
No, that was the Goonies.
It was Lard Ass.
Oh, man. Yeah, Lard Ass.
Oh, that was the Goonies. Chunk.
All right, since it is Pie Day, round the room, you have to pick one. Favorite pie. Limey?
I'm going to go with cherry pie.
Mine is lemon meringue.
Mine is banana cream with chunky banana in it.
Oh, I have to say pumpkin pie is my favorite.
Man, when Tim said banana cream,
I know that made me want to change my answer.
That is a great pie, but I have to go, if it's done right and baked right, I have to go pecan pie.
That's another go-to.
Top three.
Mm-hmm. Let's stop this torture.
I know. I got two more here, and then I'll end it. The world record for the biggest custard pie fight. 253 people gathering to throw 648 pies in a matter of minutes.
What a waste of good pie.
Happened in, Limey, you can tell me if you know where this is, Colchester, Essex?
Yeah. In the UK? I know where Essex is. I've no idea where Colchester is.
August 13th, 2009. And last but not least, as easy as pie, an American expression that came back in the 1890s when pie was a common slang expression for meaning anything easy.
But you know what's funny? There's a similar expression that means basically the same thing when people say, it's a piece of cake. Isn't that interesting?
That's true.
It's easy as pie, or, it was a piece of cake.
Yeah.
I just wonder why those two things became synonymous with, no big deal, it was not hard,
and,
or whatever.
And the name of Tony Soprano's horse in The Sopranos, do you remember that there, Mr. Trivia?
Mm-mm. I didn't even know he had a horse.
He did have a horse, and Ralphie killed it for insurance money, and Ralphie ended up getting killed for doing that. The horse's name was Pie Oh My.
Pie Oh My.
Mm-hmm.
Pie Oh My.
That's a good name.
This really has been a great National Pie Day. Everybody's enjoyed this. For all your pie facts, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
What happened to Tippins? Because there were Tippins pie places.
Don't they still make them?
They still sell them, but there
were Tippins restaurants, their signature was their pies. Mm-hmm. And you walk in and, all kinds of pies. I just wonder why that didn't make it.
I don't know, because there was a Tippins restaurant not far from the station up on Manchester. it was so good.
What was that?
Somebody ordered a pie.
That was Frank's phone.
Got to put my phone on silent. Yeah, Tippins was... And at the risk of giving a free commercial to somebody... Now, I'm not going to ask the question. I'm going to ask a question, but if I do it, I know what will happen. I get a bunch of emails from people, and they'll all have different answers, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let Bill wrap it up and do his close, which he already did. Yeah, I just forgot. You already did
that. But hello again.
I watched last night two episodes of on Dan Buffa's recommendation, The Punisher.
Ooh, what did you
on
think?
Netflix. I liked it. It's brutal. I mean, it is the most brutal. It's basically, I don't know who the guy is. I forgot to look up his name.
John Bernthal is his name.
Yeah. Not a good looking guy. He's a pretty scary looking guy. In the same way that Javier Bardem can look real scary. And this guy basically just goes around killing all the people who deserve to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're a scumbag. I'm going to take you out and all your friends. And he does it. So far, so good. I like it. So thank you, Dan Buffa, for that recommendation. I was listening to, I don't know who it was. I was in the car. And about once a month, I just punch a couple of stations, just up and down, see what's going on. I haven't listened to anyone for very long, but I heard and I saw the same thing on TV. And it was one of the morning, we're so happy, get up everybody, it's a great day shows. And they're referring to the Super Bowl as the big game. Oh. Hey, knuckleheads, here's the deal. You're in the broadcasting business. You should know this. You can say Super Bowl. The deal is you cannot say Super Bowl if it's part of a commercial that wasn't sanctioned by the NFL. You can't say, hey, go buy this big screen TV at Best Buy in time to watch the Super Bowl. Violation, you'll be fined. But we can talk about the Super Bowl. And I laughed out loud because it was obvious these people were trying to avoid saying Super Bowl, and it wasn't part of a commercial. It was just a discussion. So... You don't have, and for those who don't know that, it happened years ago. When you watch any commercials on TV or hear them on the radio, and they tie it into the Super Bowl, maybe, hey, you want to have plenty of chicken wings for your Super Bowl party? Then Tyson may, no, you have to say the big game, or there's a serious fine involved. And I don't know when that started, and I don't really know.
It's been for a long time.
But I don't know why the NFL wants to do that.
I
because
don't know.
You really think somebody is gaining somehow financially because they said Super Bowl in the commercial to sell TVs?
No.
It's actually also helping the Super Bowl. So I don't get it. But hey, who gets anything really that the NFL does?
In this room, I was going to say, in this room, who's going to watch the Super Bowl?
No.
I will.
No. You will?
Oh, I will. I will.
I'm not going to.
No.
I watch the commercials. That's about it.
Limey, are we able to, do we have him standing by, our new meteorologist?
Unfortunately, Frankie does not have any new reports for us. I checked up, and the only thing is, unfortunately, there's something about to hit Wisconsin, but nothing for us, sadly.
Nothing.
Sorry.
Nothing from Frankie about it?
No, sorry.
Too bad, because he does a good job. We'll get him back. He'll be on from time to time. All right, who knows how many McDonald's restaurants there are in the world? Don't look it up, Tim.
In the world?
Ooh, in the world. Right. How many McDonald's restaurants?
I want to say 6,000.
Oh, gosh.
You think more?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll say 80,000.
Whoa.
Bill?
I'll say 40,000.
30,000.
Bill's closest, 37,000.
Wow.
And some of the 90% of them, by the way, are privately owned. They're franchised, so the franchisees own them. 10% are owned by the McDonald's Corporation. The owners are upset because they want to put in at the McDonald's restaurants what they're calling a SAM wall, for service area modernization. In other words, when you go into McDonald's now and you walk up to the counter, you can see behind the counter person, you know, what they're doing, putting quarter pounders in bags and boxes. They want walls put up so the customers can't see back there. Now, the only reason to me that you'd want to do that is there's something back there you don't want people to see. I mean, why else would you go to the expense to try to have these franchisees agree to put these walls in? What other reason would there be? I like that you can look back. I think it keeps people on their toes. Anybody here ever work? Tim did at Denny's. Anybody else at a fast food place?
Yeah, I did. I worked at Burger Chef. Remember Burger Chef and Jeff?
I worked.
Well, Dan, you were also assistant manager at Sambo.
Yeah,
I worked at a Subway and a Steak and Shake.
Yeah. Okay.
KFC and Wendy's.
There you go.
Bill?
No, did not.
I never did. I worked at a restaurant, but not a fast
food
place.
That's funny you mentioned that about the walls, though. There are now oil change places, which everybody's always kind of a little skeptical. I think sometimes you go in there and like they think you're going to ask you to get a bunch of upgrades, or you don't know exactly what they're doing. But now a lot of them have video surveillance stuff, where you stay in your car and you watch and can see everything they're doing underneath the car as they're working on your vehicle, which I think that's kind of cool.
Or get yourself... Oh, you can see under the car.
Yeah, everything they're doing. There's cameras that are set up underneath the platforms where you can watch them do everything, yeah.
Well, I don't know about now, but those quick oil change places, they got a bad rep because they were bad about when you go and go, I just want an oil change. Well, you're cracking your windshield and your transmission fluid looks kind of nasty. And by the way, your air filter's dirty. And you go, wait, whoa, hold on a second. You tell me tires and brakes. I mean, I came in here for an oil change.
Oh, I knew somebody that used to work at a place like that. It wasn't like the quick change places, but it was one of those places, you know, where... They
like
had the,
Jiffy Lube or something?
Yeah, no, not Jiffy Lube or anything like that. It was a regular garage. It was a national chain, and they were told to come out and tell the customers they need brakes, they need this, they need that, they need to try and upsell them.
Sure they were.
Yeah.
Well, that's service, right, now, service people at any car dealership. They work, on, fluid. They work on commission.
Blinker fluid, yes.
Blinker fluid.
No, not at a car dealership they don't.
Sure they do. The service people, absolutely, they do. They work on commission. They try and upsell you on the service riders. I mean, not the actual technicians. I mean the riders, the people that you sit down with. Most people.
I've never had anybody at Johnny Londoff try to upsell me anything. And
I didn't.
It's not just because it's me,
right?
Maybe it's some of them. I'm sure they do. Driverless cars. I don't like the driverless car thing. I know it's on the horizon. But here's something I never thought of that would happen with driverless cars, and it's already happening. Waymo apparently is a company name that's producing some of these driverless cars, and they're testing them out on the road. And now they're having problems with people, and they've caught one guy who's done this six or seven times. They have problems with people trying to get into a wreck with the driverless car so they can sue the company. They've got a guy they've caught in a dark Jeep. He has intentionally gotten in front of a driverless car, because I guess I've seen the Google cars. You know what? I mean, you recognize them. He gets in front of them and slams on his brakes as hard as he can to get the driverless car to try to get to run into him. He has crossed in front of them. He has tried to sideswipe them, and they said he's not the only one. Now, how do you avoid that? How do you avoid people trying to bilk money out of a driverless car company by forcing the driverless car to hit you and have an accident? I never even thought of that as a problem.
Oh, there are some people that will do that to people that are actually driving. They'll pull up in front of you. They'll get in front of you and slam their brakes on so you can hit them, and then they collect insurance money and all this other stuff. Or they get out and rob you or something.
Oh, I got one better. One of my employees wrecked one of my company vehicles last year. There was four people in the car, and they called a family member, and the family member rushed up there and acted like she was in the car as well, and they actually listed five people on the incident report.
Oh boy.
Can you believe that?
Don't those cars have cameras, though, to video everything that's going on?
Luckily, we had...
The driverless cars, I don't really worry about. The thing that I'm not looking forward to, and I don't think we need at all, is the driverless tractor trailers, like the semis.
Thank you.
Those should always be operated by a human, because I do not trust the machine behind the wheel.
Anheuser-Busch unveiled one last year, and they sent 800 cases of beer, like about 700 miles.
I'm not a fan of that.
There was somebody in the truck, but he wasn't driving it. He was just like there to monitor.
Just standing off to the side?
And sitting there with his hands off the wheel.
Here's what you're going to see in just a few years on every car, because it's so simple to put in and not that expensive anymore. You're not just going to see rear view cameras for backing up. There's going to be a camera, like a dash cam, built in the car to capture the front, one on the side, both sides. For insurance purposes, there's never going to be a question who was right and who was wrong at some intersection, because every car is going to have a camera. I have a camera, a dash cam, on my Tahoe. And anything that happens, certainly in front of that car, it's got a pretty wide angle, is going to get captured. But I'm a big believer in, honestly, because I don't think it's a big deal and it'll happen. There'll be cameras everywhere. And no disputing who's wrong. Plus, it's a great way to catch the bad guy in a hit and run when he drives away.
Well,
when that happens, you can just say, Frank was right. He predicted that.
Well, when you say that, the dash cams on cars in Russia is really, really popular right now. That's why you see weird crash videos coming from there, because that was a huge thing over the last 5 or 6 years. It's insurance fraud and insurance scams and stuff like that. So now, I mean, they're already working on that 360 cam. I think you stick on like the roof of your car, like right in the middle above the armrest, and it watches all the way around.
One of my favorite TV shows is called The First 48. They investigate real life.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think they filmed episodes in St. Louis. And I'd love for somebody to email me or text this show to let me know if any of the St. Louis episodes have aired, because I've been looking for them and can't find them.
Right.
But it's amazing how many crimes they solve just by getting video off some restaurant's exterior camera or some apartment complex. You can't go anywhere without being seen. Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's why I think whatever you do, wherever you do it, keep in mind you are probably on somebody's video, either cell phone or stationary camera, so be careful what you do. I got to get the ladies in here so we don't make Mike mad. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So with the Super Bowl coming up, it's the case every year with Super Bowl that wherever the game is played, it's sold out. Super Bowl is sold out. That's why scalper tickets are $5,000. I mean, it's a sold-out event. So this takes place at the Super Bowl. And there's a guy at the Super Bowl, and he's got a seat way, way, way up there, tucked away like the 5-yard line. It's not a great seat. But he's got his binoculars. And well into the second quarter, he's looking around with his binoculars, and he spots one empty seat in the whole seat, right on the 50-yard line, right in the middle. And he's thinking, how can that be? And he keeps watching, and nobody comes to the seat. So he gets up and makes his way over to that seat, walks up to the guy on the left side of the seat, and says, excuse me, what's the story with this seat? Do you know? I mean, this is a prime seat at the game, 50-yard line, and nobody's sitting at it. And the guy says, yeah, I know what that's about. He said, that was my wife's seat, and she died. He said, oh, my God, I'm sorry. When did that? He said, 3 days ago she died. He said, my wife and I are fanatic football fans. He said, we never, ever miss a football game. We have season tickets. We go to every away game. We go to every Super Bowl. Well in advance, I pay for it. He said, she loved football, and I love football. Nothing kept us from a football game. But she's not here to use that seat now, because she passed away. And the guy goes, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He said, but I don't understand why the seat is empty. Don't you have any other family that could use it? Do you have, like, brothers? He says, I have a brother and a sister. He says, your parents alive? He goes, yeah, my dad, mom and dad are alive. They're big football fans. He says, kids? You got kids? He goes, I have three kids. He says, man, I just don't understand why nobody wanted to take that ticket and use this seat. I mean, why wouldn't they do that? He said, well, because they're all at the funeral.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. North and southbound 141 near Conway. Accident involving an overturned vehicle. Southbound 170, you're backing up past Olive. Westbound 64 on the brakes at Van Deventer. Westbound 44 at Hampton. Accident eastbound 44 at Jefferson, blocking the right lane. Accident just reported southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry. Pros in the know, start with Lowe's and save 5% on eligible purchases every day made with a Lowe's business account. That's 5% savings in-store and online. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Rook Morning Show in the afternoon.
McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home and for a limited time get 2018 pricing. That's right. This is your last chance at 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, markdown, with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you. From economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
Discover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. Join by January 31st for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join in January for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
Well, he better have a lot of good stuff today because he has plenty of time to make him very happy. He is Mike Evans. He is in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, they are next-door neighbors, same ownership, and they're in Chesterfield Valley. So if you know where Chesterfield Valley is, and I hope you do, you go there. And then just go east. When you get in the middle of all that stuff, just go east on Chesterfield Airport Road, and eventually when you think everything's just about ended and, whoo, I'm out of all those businesses. No, look to your right. There's Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday. And you need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You really do, because it's that good. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year. Thousands. Today, right now, today, January 22nd. It's the 22nd or 23rd. What is it today? I forgot already.
The 23rd.
It's somebody's birthday. Somebody got a promotion. Somebody got a raise. Somebody got accepted to school. You get the idea. Every day's a good day for gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please welcome Mike Evans? You got all of that one.
Smooth, dog, smooth. Okay. Our pop quiz theme this week, things that celebrities love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who really, really loves horses. Has at least a dozen, rides them every chance he gets, just started breeding quarter horses. Is it Harrison Ford, Nick Cage, Sam Elliott, Johnny Depp? Answer in a minute. My 2 cents on the Oscar nominations. I think they're the worst Oscar nominations I've seen in years. First of all, I didn't get Roma. I just didn't get it. A maid working for a family in Mexico City in the 70s with subtitles you could never catch up with. Anybody see it?
Nope, I didn't even see it advertised.
And I didn't get The Favorite. Two feuding queens in the 17th century, however...
And there's always a life.
Both of these movies received the most nominations with 10 each.
Is that I've never heard of either one of these movies.
What was the other one? The one, Roma. I haven't heard about that. But was it Mary, Queen of Scots? Was that the one with Margot Robbie?
No, it wasn't Mary, Queen of Scots. I liked it. I didn't like The Favorite.
Oh.
But it's the same kind of movie. Exactly same kind of movie.
Oh.
I mean, the Neil Armstrong story, First Man, Mary Poppins Returns with great effects. Won't you be my neighbor? That won the Golden Globe, the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild for Best Documentary. Quiet Place only had 8 lines in the whole movie, a horror movie that I thought was really excellently well done. And so many other movies just took the pipe, completely ignored. Anyway.
Ooh, almost.
That's,
No.
The Oscars are on February 24th. I'll have more as the date gets closer. And again, I have to say it, however...
And there's always a however in life.
I do agree with the Razzie nominations, who overwhelmingly said, we got him. John Travolta and Gotti, the worst movie of the year.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, I don't know one person who has seen that movie.
What was wrong with it?
You know me.
Tim wants to know what was wrong with it.
Why was it so bad? What was wrong with it?
Here, let me answer that just by seeing the trailer. What was wrong with it was they had John Travolta as John Gotti. That's what was wrong with it, as far as I could tell. Mike, what was wrong with it?
That's a good start. It was just corny and overdone and overplayed and over the top and unbelievable, and yet you knew it was supposed to be a true story. Just bad writing. If it's not on the page, it shouldn't be on the stage. The writing was bad. The acting was bad. Everything about it was bad. Odds and ends, America may be the richest and greatest country in the world, but our airports suck. Horrible traffic, slow TSA, most delays, bad food, dirty restrooms, poor service. And they have announced now the 10 worst airports in America. And let me tell you, I have flown in and out of every one of these airports countless times, and I could not agree more. The 10 worst airports in the United States, number 10, SeaTac, Seattle. Number 9, San Francisco International Airport. Number 8, DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth. Number 7, Orlando International. Number 6, they ought to tear this sumbitch down. O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
Agreed.
Oh, that is a horrible airport. Number 5, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood. 25 years ago was a great airport, but too many planes, not enough gates. Not good. Number four, worst airport in America, LAX. And number three, number two, and number one, worst airports, all servicing New York. Newark, number three. LaGuardia, number two. JFK, number one. They had to tear all these airports down. I mean, they are just horrible airports.
I'd like to see them put more class back into the flight attendants. You look at Emirates and some of these other airlines, man, it's like you're going back to the 50s. They're sharp dressers, and it's just... the experience is different. We've kind of let the flight attendant thing just slide into nothing. I mean,
you know,
some of these flight attendants, I'm thinking, how the heck can you be a flight attendant?
You know why?
No.
Unions. Flight attendant unions.
I can see that.
Just had another drink. I have three very odd love nuggets. Most disgusting is courtesy of that jerk, Pete Davidson, who has reached a new low telling stories out of school about his and Ariana Grande. Most intimate moments, poking fun while on stage about it and giving details. What a dirtbag.
Wow.
Second, a surprising love nugget. It does appear it's all over between George Clooney and his wife, Alma.
Alma.
They have been separated for 4 months. They did not share their anniversary, Thanksgiving, or Christmas together. And by the way, Amal left George, and George is crying and begging her back. Now, since they live in Italy, the reason is not really well known. Some say George got caught wandering off the reservations. Others say, Amal just fell out of love with him, found him very superficial. She just wants out. She, of course, has a 190 IQ and is a genius. And the saddest love nugget, Katherine Jackson, is gravely ill and is aware of the tell-all documentary Leaving Neverland, which debuts Friday at the Sundance Film Festival. This is an alarming movie. I told you a little bit about it yesterday. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hear you.
He had 30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
God almighty, I have so much more to talk about.
You had a 9-minute segment.
Well, you know, I had a lot of stuff. Okay, Katherine Jackson is close to death. And finally, who likes to breathe horses, ride horses? Harrison Ford, Nicolas Cage, Sam Elliott, or Johnny Depp?
Sam Elliott.
I was going to go Sam Elliott.
Me too.
Nick Cage.
I hope it's Sam Elliott.
Johnny Depp. Nah. Depp has the only reason he made Lone Ranger so he could ride a horse free and get paid for it. The Sleepy Hollow movie he was in, he rode a one-eyed horse named Goldeneye, and he bought the horse, which is now at his ranch. Mike Evans, aloha, huyama, mahalo, nui loa.
Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend.
for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Police say at least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. Police have taken the suspect into custody.
What we do know right now is that the gentleman that's been taken into custody as a result of this is a gentleman by the name of Zephan Zaver. He's 21 years of age and lives here in Sebring.
So far, there's no word on a motive in the shooting. President Trump is claiming that Democrats are a danger to the country after he was told he cannot deliver his State of the Union address next week in the U.S. House of Representatives. The White House is looking for an alternative venue. Trump said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi fears the truth. Michael Cohen will not be testifying before Congress. President Trump's former personal attorney said he needs to put the safety of his family first. He said he continues to receive threats from President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. Cohen pled guilty to committing a